What's Gucci? Are you already in possession?
I came in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off a lot. Imagine when I pull it off a lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip six whip getting money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money. Shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hoes. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Stripping you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. All the light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Lookin' for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking around right now. Better get in line right now. I fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man.
Came in a gang getting money. I fuck with all the bitches getting money. But you love playing games with the corny shit. Messing with a nigga, only bought it cause I want it. And you love to see a nigga at the bottom. You try to come up, you don't keep it on the low. They like a drug, don't like you to call them hoes. I'm tryna break that booty down like 36 hours. I think I love a bitch at AOD. Make that bitch come for free. Look at mommy shake it, I'ma call her, she gon' hit my line. Fall in love every time. But if I don't pay, she gon' leave me. Never had a real reason. All I get is bits and pieces. And I believe I ain't see this shit was easy. Who am I right now?
Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Looking for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking around right now. Better get in line right now. I fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. You know I'm the man.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet for no Romeo with no dove. She report the pimping, now back to tricking. She report the pimping, nigga back to tricking.
Hey ho, get back to tricking. Hey ho,
quit captivating, serenading them hoes. No Juliet for no Romeo with no dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga back to trickin'.
Hey ho! Get back to twerkin', back to workin'.
Yeah.
Get back to strippin', they back to sippin'. Them stacks is fallin', they back to ballin'.
Come on.
Them bottles poppin'. Bitch, them all callin' us. Quit fuckin' around, now playin' around, bitch, shit is for real.
For real.
Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal, I mean get us a deal.
Come on,
bitch, fix us a meal. Tell me how it feels. On the social network when they said nigga really ain't got no chill.
He think he fucking my bitch, nigga that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
Quit captivating, serenading them hoes.
Juliet for no Romeo and no dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit cat saying it, find a name no more. No Juliet for no Romeo and no dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga.
P-I-M-P, who the shot to them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had the homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shit, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shit out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shit, I own shit, alone shit. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. Finger fuck your bitch and she gon' tell me when she coming. 50 in this bitch and I ain't acting this for nothing, that's my OG. If a nigga trippin', get the bus. More money mean more problems. If your nigga got the money, we gon' rob him. Boy, I'm simply a P-I-M-P. And I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
You fucking my bitch. Nigga, that bitch for rent. You know how to treat a hoe. I mean, no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart. A sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a nigga from hate.
Yeah.
I'm with a white bitch, nigga Google the shit, we in a racial date. This is new wave, I'm in the new rave, a nigga sit on sway.
Come on.
Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed, bitch, I got it made. We here to make the paper, hope you niggas on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gauge. You know my bottom bitch, I done told her how to break a nigga 12 ways. A few tricks a day, that did keep the book collectors away. Yeah, my name on the street. Circulating, you heard I'm caking. Them niggas trying to compete, perpetrating, was percolating.
Yeah,
I got game today. At your round, they tell you I put it down. So a hoe feel like I'm right next to it when a nigga wear a town.
He think he fucking my bitch, nigga that bitch for rent. He know how to treat a hoe, I mean no let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart.
Things tend to go a little different around here.
We pimpin', nigga. Quit cat saying it, serenade in them hoes. No Juliet for no Romeo and no dove. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quit cat saying it, serenade in them hoes. No Juliet for no Romeo and no dove. Report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', nigga, back to trickin'.
We pimpin', nigga!
Are you okay? What happened last night?
Man, that shit wasn't nothing. Got a little money, though.
For real?
Yeah, fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happened with that girl you was with?
That bitch was...
What's Gucci, y'all? You already... It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building. Welcome to my wild again. Everybody in the building, definitely appreciate y'all. If you are tuned in online, let me already make you aware. The number is 914-803-4322. Press the number one button. You can join right in. Again, the number is 914-803. I was rushing in. 914-803-4322. And you can press the number one button. Tonight, you already know, it's Greenleaf Talk Time. Usually tonight, I speak on movies we saw, shit I hate. If I go into a restaurant, I think the fun part for me is to go into, you know, restaurants and people not know who we are. We sit there, we eat, we see how you're going to treat us, if you're going to treat us like shit or if you're going to treat us good, and, you know. And then we get to come back and report to our friends and fans and, you know, let them know, don't eat in that slopola. Or, you know, it was definitely a nice experience and go through. Also, any movies we saw. We do that as well. That's what we normally do on Friday. But tonight, you know, since things are a little different in the world of green tonight, I'm going to do something different. I actually have two artists in the building that we're going to interview tonight. So while I get myself a little more comfortable. If you got friends and family that want to tune in to the show while you're on tonight, tell them to dial 914-803-4322. They also can click on the link that I have supplied on my social media. Shout out to all my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I got to say Empower, killing it. Empower is crazy. LinkedIn is crazy. I love all my social media networks, but, you know, some love me more than others. It's all good. So without further ado, I'm going to go back into a little bit more music. And then when we return, I got to download some more songs into the switchboard. When we return, we're going to bring one of my guests in, play some of their music. And I don't have my complete team with me today, so we're going to have to, you know, do some replaying of your music. But tonight, it's going to be you and Dutch. Not me. So we'll be right back. Speaking of Dutch, we're going to play. Let me see right here. It's Friday night. I had saw this song, and I'm like, this is my shit. And I feel like I didn't have this song in rotation enough before I put something else out. And so shout out to everybody on Number One Music who shows mad love to this song. The person that actually did the beat, you know, I don't really fuck with them no more, so I can't really get the beat, you know, whatever, so kind of got to take it like it is. So that's my joint distance. We'll be right back. It's Greenleaf Network with It's Greenleaf Everything.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win.
Put my third eye unlocked, I can see clearly, I'm wake unconscious, they can hear me now, already know I'm coming, just play my position, only get in with knowledge and lyrical admission, gotta make them understand I'm a limited edition, and I'ma go hard without their permission, touch it's on a whole nother level, listen, I figured I was shepherded up since I was in the kitchen, I'm the chosen one, supposed to happen in case I didn't mention, the middle of the ring, nothing but space and opportunity, protected by the force, it's nothing you can do to me. Noodled, in it for the long haul, whole kick a boodle. I'm about to go all in. I ain't got no friends or pop the pistons. Fuck a 9 to 5, nigga. I came here to glisten, feeling the actions. I'm heavy on the mentions. Greenleaf, everything is always my intention. No, from the beginning, I left for a minute, but now I'm back. Somebody dropped the key to success in my lap. Now, how many phases must I go through? And how much talent do I gotta show you before you start believing in the movement? Follow Dutch 6 1 2 3, what the fuck are you doing? Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. It's ride or die. Oh, Kelly got me believing that a bitch can fly. And big girls ain't supposed to cry. And you don't think I'm the hottest in these streets, bitch. You in denial. I rep NYCBX poster child. I know success is ahead. I'm just coasting now. And my rhymes cause catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina. Attitude like a pity. It's a little bit meaner while I'm drooling from the mouth. I'm hungry, son. Hope you ain't tired of Dutch, cause I just begun. I'm a different type of chick. Real arrogant. Gemini 6'12 and don't take no shit. The gods call me a queen, they see the boss in me. I'm elevating from the earth, so the shine's deserved. It's such the magnificent, I do it so innocent. Drop these jewels, that's written for your benefit. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high, hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high, hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Much pressure, but no matter my pace, this gold only get better. I know haters wish it wasn't true, but I'm staying forever. About to put the game on freeze, fool. Zip up your sweater. Haters wanna block me. I'm way too clever and much too intelligent. Your approval irrelevant. Veteran. Sometimes my rhymes can cause brain freeze. Get the etc. I don't spit for free, nigga. $5, I'm selling it. Front on me, I'ma have to start bailing. You don't know by now, I'm about to run this game. Dutch is missing, misunderstood, know my name. Nigga, stay in your lane or get your diaper changed. This is grown woman shit, some ain't made for this. Some say I'm too cocky, I bleed 125, bitch. Don't make me have to smack the Similac off your lips. Everybody get them hands up high. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high. Hands up high. Dutch is in the building, we gon' party tonight. Get them hands up high.
I went from that to this.
Great show.
So,
I want to welcome you back in the world of green. You know, for those who are just tuning in for this season, may not be familiar with my homeboy Nesto. So Nesto, tell them where you're from, what you do, what it is. Man. Let's get them.
Hey, it's your boy Nesto, straight from Buffalo, New York. Just out here doing my thing. I'm a hip hop artist. I've been lately dabbling into singing. It's called Always Been a Songwriter. If you need me to write for you, just hit me up. It's called Hit Up Dutch for my email. We can link up, make things happen. But man, life is great for me. I know if anybody pays attention to my social media, I may sound crazy one day and count the next. But yeah, that's just me be lashing out in my thoughts. But yeah, other than that, my life is great.
What's up, Nesto? Now, you know, you and I know you start laughing before I even say it. You and I met, you know, a different kind of way. It was like you was on music-wise, I was a judge, and, you know, you was an artist. And, I'm funny style with music, and he had a song that, you know, I didn't like, and, you know, I didn't judge it well. And I fucked with Nesto because he didn't take that. He took and then came on my show like, I got a song. So,
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yo, you my G for life. Off that, like, just that with a grain of salt, like, that ain't nothing. Didn't feel no sort of way. He's my boy to right now, still take my criticism. So it's going to be a pleasure to see.
Before you let me go, I still, on my point of view, when you was judging, I remember one of my, I think it was like a love song. You said, yo, tell this dude to sell this song to Disney. I was on my end of the line laughing. She said, sell this song to Disney.
Did I say that? I didn't say that. You know I'm irregular. You already know. So, I mean, let's go tell. From then to now, what can I look forward to in it? Because let me see what song I'm going to play first. Well, what I got to look forward to? Let me see. Wait, it was one that I was like, oh. Wait, where is it? First of all, I want to ask this. So Anxious, does that got anything to do with remaking Genuine's joint?
The song, the idea about that song, me and my best friend, we're big lovers of R&B music, so a lot of our songs is the name is the same, but it's whole totally different. Like it was so so anxious.
Because I was gonna say, if you ruin Genuine's song, we gonna have beef. I'm telling you, straight off the top. If you ruin my shit,
put like this: it ain't a slow song. It ain't a slow song at all.
Oh,
it's called Genuine song was a slow song. Mine is not on slow song at all.
Okay. So tell me about Crazy Chick, because I am one. So I want to know, are you trying to play Crazy Chicks, or should I be prepared to be mad, or what you saying about?
Oh no, that one is just because. Well, you know me, Josh. Everything I do, I put. Because I like to have fun with it. So this is that song right there is my idea of basically how my girlfriend be lashing out at me and like how it is in my point of view. And then like when she heard it, she laughed. I was like, yo, now you see what I be going through. Like, yo, you understand me now. This song is it. And then so like things been fine before. Like, yo, sometimes you gotta give them like a little like, this is you in another way besides talking, because sometimes everybody knows talking don't work.
I'm digging that you can write a song about your chick, let her hear it, and she laughs about it, and then whatever situation it is, did it make it better for you guys?
Yes. Yeah, it really did. Trust me, everybody go through hard times, but if you're meant to be, you go through, you make it through.
All right. Stack it back up. What's that about?
Oh, that's just my version of a club strip song. Like, oh man, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, matter of fact, just play it first. Play it first. I want to hear your reaction. I want to hear your reaction after. I want to hear that criticism.
All right, so now you know me. You know me and how I am. We just had DJ night last night. I purposely didn't have you on DJ night. So it could be just Neto and me. So now, out of these three songs, which one do you think I'm going to like? That's the most. That's the one I want to play first. Which one Dutch going to like?
All of them.
Say less. All right, we're going to come right back. We're going to play So Anxious first. And when we come back, we're going to see what Dutch think. 914-803-4322 if you want to call in. This is not really a judging night. I got my G's in the building to, you know, air out what they do. But if you want to call in and give your opinion, that's cool. You know what I mean? It's free market. I ain't mad at you. We'll be right back. That's So Don't Move, which is So Anxious.
Bye.
be back, guys. Greenleaf Network. We're Greenleaf Everything. It's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. If you don't already know, the queen of everything great, baby. The number is 914-803-4322, New York, stand up. We got a new number. Tonight, we got Nesto in the building. That was his joint, so ages. Let me bring Nesto back on here now. Nesto? Now,
yes.
Nesto. Nesto, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I feel like you kind of sort of lied to me because you said it's nothing like, it was nothing like Genuine, but it still was singing a lot. And I thought, I'm like, wait, so I'm confused. Is that you singing?
No, I'm her. As of last year, me and my best friend, who we wrote songs with each other, we decided to come up with an album with a lot of the songs that we'd done together. So that was just one of the songs from the album.
Now, you know,
actually,
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I personally feel like he was singing. I felt like he was singing too long. If you was going to, I thought you wasn't even going to rap. I thought he was going to sing the whole song. And then I'm like, wait, hold on. Okay, so is this Nesto singing? So that's why I waited. And then you, no. So I feel like you should have came in a little bit sooner to at least let me, if I'm a listener and I'm saying to myself, hey, I don't like the way this guy is singing and I don't want to hear any more of him singing, and I don't know that Nesto's getting ready to come in, I may cut the song off before I hear Nesto. So I feel like I, if you were a song, I would have preferred to heard you a little bit sooner. I think he has a decent voice, and, you know, I just feel like in this song, you should have came in a little bit more. And I still feel like even though you say it's nothing to do with Genuine So Anxious, I still feel like I got that kind of sort of feel, like you were trying not to make it sound like that one, but you wanted people to be in the mind of that. And then you use the same name. So.
I understand what you're saying.
So in this case, you know, again, I just feel like, you know, if you and him are bonding together, you know, do you have songs where you start off rapping and then he sings after? Or all the songs he's first and then?
Crazy Chick is me first.
Which one? Crazy Chick. All right, I'm going to go into, let me go into Crazy Chick next. And see what's good with Crazy Chick. We'll be right back. This is my nigga next.
Tripping to the point is really starting to get senseless. I don't know if I should leave, cause the sex is so amazing. She told me she gon' kick my ass like Jackie Chan and Asian. She don't even got a trip, but she do. Shake my damn head cause it's nothing new. Look into her eyes cause they tell the truth. Behind that crazy monster is someone beautiful. She loving your boy cause she knows I can tame a beast. Make a woman wanna change ways. To make a man, a nigga must be crazy too. The right one, you make your boy behave. And I don't want no one else by my side. If it ain't my crazy babe, without her I feel sick. It's like her love my medicine. Every now and then take a sick day. Get the role play to the full play. Then you just say you been waiting all day. Well, it's time for you to show me.
Blowing up my phone, asking me where have I been, cause she been waiting all day, saying she gon' kill me. I gotta get back home, cause I don't wanna lose my love. I text and said I'm on my way. Swear this girl is crazy.
My crazy love, love, love. My crazy love, love, love. My crazy love, love, love.
side.
Love her attitude. Can't stay too mad at me.
Crazy chick.
Woke up out of bed, damn, she mad already. Morning love and needed breakfast, workout in the bed. Fill your stomach, fill the lock, whatever you crave. Approaching a crazy girl, she calling me brave. Who I look forward to when I wake up?
Same girl that cussed me out then loves me crazy.
She'll pull up out of nowhere. Don't test no crazy girl. Tool inside of her perfect. Crazy.
That's my crazy girl. Drive me crazy. Don't drive me over.
Don't you hit me with that. I gotta be quick like Jet Li. Beauty and the Beast, girl, you're both. Damn, this girl is crazy. Having spidey senses. Can feel her lurking around.
We back in the building. Greenleaf Network with Greenleaf. Let me bring Nesto back in. So, Nesto, with
yes.
this song, what reception are you getting?
What you mean?
It's like, what reception are you getting? Is your audience loving it, or are you, you know, you performing it? What you doing with the music? You know, don't do it for nothing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, lately I've just been promoting it on all my social medias. Because I've been quite busy at work. I haven't been able to travel to do shows, and it's been dead here in Buffalo. So promoting on my social medias is all I've been doing lately.
And so let me just ask you this question. I often wonder, you know, the minds of other independent artists. And I hear you say, you know, you work it, and, you know, sometimes you don't have enough time to do everything that you want to do. And when we live lives that way, you know what I mean, how long do you think, you know, and that goes for, you know, you and I, how long do you think it takes for independent artists for our dream to actually reach the goal that we're trying to reach when we have life in the middle? And I know aside from work, you got a daughter and everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, I know she comes first before everything, and then bills and all kind of craziness. So, I mean, what keeps you going? What keeps you saying, you know what, Nesto, I'm still going to write another song. I'm still going to try. What leads your ambition?
Saying I was always told that what you do during the day is what pays the bills. What you do after you clock out, at whatever time you clock out of your job, that's where you work on yourself. So, like, back when we first met, I'm not even going to lie to you, I was jobless, and the only thing I had to work on was myself. So, because in between looking for a job, I was mostly at the studio. I was actually on the studio and the computer looking for jobs while I was working on songs. So, like, I was working on, then the moment I got a job, I kind of let that take over. And then for a while, I realized almost 6 months, close to a year, I ain't worked on one song. So I pulled myself back together and, like, yo, it's time to jump back in the studio. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you make one or two songs a month, as long as you're working on something.
This is true, you know, and I always say, you know, that I feel like rap's not going to be here forever, as hard as it is for me to say that. And, you know, you got to work on your craft, on every, you know, on other things other than being, you know, an artist. Like, an artist is not just making music. It's writing the music, it's producing the music, it's engineering the music. You know, there's so many different, you know, envelopes you can open, you know, in your artistry. But while you got it right now to be out there making it and promoting it and doing it the right way, you know, I definitely agree with you, Nesto. Every little chance that you get, you know, you should go hard with it, and, you know, during the day make your money, and at night, be an artist and, you know, or whatever floats your boat. So I want to salute you definitely for still doing your thing. It's been a long time since we, you know, spoke and caught up. And, you know, I'm happy to know that you're still in the studio and working hard and trying to, you know, stay focused. So let me ask you, let's do it small frame. In the next 6 months, where can you say to your fans you plan to be?
Ooh. With me being that guy, I think about my future, but try not to get too far ahead, because you know how it was thinking too far on our head can overwhelm you. But 6 months from now, I can see you can see yourself listening to a new Nesto by himself album. The project that I did with my friend, that was called, we worked on that for a long time, but we was going to leave it at that, and I was going to start working on me. So 6 months from now, you can hear a Nesto album.
You know what? I never understood, like, the New Edition thing at first. Like, they were always so good together. Then they branched off and they all made their own album. But then still to this day right now, they come back together. So, you know, I definitely don't see anything wrong with branching off and doing an individual album. I definitely was thinking about, you know, doing one myself. And I think it's good to do one, because you always can, you know, have that me time, you know, on stage when you feel like, you know, hey, I just want to get out there and just, you know, give it up to the fans, give it up to the stage, let it all out, all my stress. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you might not want to share stage. So
okay.
Shout out to you for doing your own thing.
I know what you mean, like how it first started out. Like, me and him, we've been friends since high school. Like, we went our solo ways. We sat back and listened to all the songs that, like, we featured with each other. Like, a lot of them we never put out. We were like, how about we listen to the best of them, redo them, and then make a project. So, because this album represents our friendship, and then we go back to being our separate ways.
Right, there's nothing wrong with that versatility. At first I was, you know, thinking about doing my own, because sometimes, you know, I have, you know, well, I won't say sometimes, I have my own Dutch fans, I have my Philly fans that love Ace and I together, and then there's some people that just, you know, like to hear me by myself. And so, you know, I wanted to do, you know, just a solo joint for that. But since then, you know, Duchess is playing instruments now, and she's singing now, and so I kind of want to do, can you believe in that though? I want to do an R&B CD.
I believe you can do it. Because 6 months ago, that was like when I first started getting back in the studio. I asked my best friend, like, what you think? Like, cause I write his music on top of the music that on the songs that we do together. I was like, yo, how would you feel? I asked him, what does he think about one of the songs that I made for him, me keeping for myself, and doing to see how it goes. He was like, if you believe you can pull it off, go ahead. And we came came up with this song called Baby. I don't think I sent it to you, but I will later on tonight. But yeah, that was the first song I ever attempted on singing. And that song was like made earlier this year.
Did you hear it? I played Talk About It where I'm singing. That's the first time I ever sing on a track. Did you hear it?
Yeah. That was the second song you played. Well,
yeah, that's the first song I ever, and I was singing it, and honestly, I was thinking about letting somebody else do that part, and I was calling people, singing it to them, you know, for them to sing it for me, and they was like, sing that shit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
why you want me to sing it? It sound better if you sing it yourself. And then when I sung it, I felt like, you know, well, I wanted to add something to it and maybe tweak it. And then it just happened so that it got to let go that way. And that's just actually me singing, nothing added to it really, or, you know, fix it, whatever little mystery thing Ace does that he don't tell nobody, you know, that probably on there.
So
other than that,
let's switch chairs and me be the one asking the question. Did it, like, when you was doing it, did it feel like it was called unnormal territory, but it was like good unnormal territory? Because that's how it felt when I did it.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you, Nesto, on some real shit, son. If I could sing, I wouldn't even rap. Like, if I had, like, the patty.
I believe you.
Yo, that's how much I love singing. Like, I just sit there, like, Mariah Carey's, and, I really love Lauryn Hill, and, you know, and I watched them for a very long time. And, you know, I never really, you know, even thought about singing. I sang in church and stuff like that, but I never really thought about singing like that because I never felt like I could blow. I feel like singing, you're supposed to have a Mariah Carey joint or be at a Mary J. Blige level, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just started to just let it go. Like, instead of holding back, I felt like I don't try to sound like anybody. I sound like myself. I sing it how I was singing. So I feel like that's what make, you know, a lot of the song unique. Like right now, I heard this song last night, this R&B song. Yo, I've been working on it all day. All day. But at the end of it, Nesto, it's like almost like a rock song. I can't even explain it to you. But I have, you know how rock stars, they hit notes. It's this one long note I'm going to have to hit to make it sound right. So I'm going to keep practicing it and practicing it and practicing it until I get it. But Nesto, I need you to stay right there. I know I got one more song of yours. I got my other G in the building. We're going to take a quick break. This is Nesto, y'all, Nasty Nesto. Shout out to Nesto. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back with Metaphor already. Nesto, don't move. I'm going to play your last song before we go. Speaking of which, you know what I mean? I got to play my VLA 50-50. This is some more Duchess and Ace. This is
real, yo, Duchess.
Let me make sure you understand that. This is us with Wu-Tang. We be right back.
Real, yo, Duchess. Let me get those. Buddha, black, use it on our nigga.
My nigga Ace up in the building. Leaf, baby.
Introducing the killer from the villa. Two coughs in the skin, let the games begin. Born killer, born winner, born not Jason, but born with supremacy. My blood is royalty when blood is called for blood count. If one of my niggas down, take blood now. See how that works? I blood on you hounds. Take with my team from the zoo to boogie down. Make me mad, get rude on you clowns. Easy pass, take root in your town. Ask about me, then the rule starts now. When that blood that I mentioned, so woo on your clown. Call touches, tell her bring Duchess. Toast to the fifth ace, yeah, we in this bitch. 40 cal on the come up, getting blamed for this shit. Judge, it wasn't I was lazy with a trick. I'm a ball.
Can't stop my focus, can't stop nothing. Can't stop
cause
I'm coming from my spot.
I hope these niggas listen. All this spot is the wide ass. I really don't give a fuck about these niggas, man. Well, that's my law. Real. Tell how you wanna. Cause I don't give a fuck. Do these niggas greasy? No, you can't see me even if I was on TV. Still on that bullshit, nigga. See me when you see me. But cheese on the beat, turning it to fake CD. Paper and pen. Now this ghost got a Ouija. Chuckle like hee hee. Nigga coming like a pee pee. Shutting up my sleeve. Made a wish for a genie. Loud on deck. So lungs back, I add a BC. CEO. But don't mess with the president. One morning. I turn your flesh to a gelatin. Rookie in the game. But the flow's like a better way. You spot all tall. More mouth than a pelican. But something in your mouth. Not talk about coffee. Mom's bully in the streets. Yeah, I'm so bossy. Haters trying to floss me. Then they try to cross me. Time to fuck the world like. We gon' have all G.
Can't stop my focus, homie. Homie, steps got nothing on me. Can't stop cause I'm coming from my spot. The wild block, I'm nothing on beat. Five box. Can't stop my focus, homie. Homie, steps got nothing on me. Can't stop cause I'm coming.
Real rap raw, now she out of the bag. They on some Rosa Parks shit, talking sin in the back. Well, it's too late for that now, I'm here to stay. If you ain't heading to the top, then you ain't going my way. I made it green leaf, everything, did it my way. I'm heavy in these streets, I'm getting bread all day. I don't know why they so mad, came in the game leaking. Other bitches, no chance, as long as I'm speaking. About to be a fucking problem, Dutch ain't eating. Homaniac alert, and the bell keep beeping. Hottest bitch in the Bronx, y'all niggas keep sleeping. While slowly to the job, I'ma keep creeping. It's no more talking, only action and results. My fucking intelligence, they trying to insult. Dutch, you keep it gutter, never candy coated. When I'm nice and disgusting, I've been promoted.
Can't stop my focus. Homies, guess got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming to my spot. So why block? I'm not doing reason. Fry box. Can't stop my focus. Homies, guess got nothing on me. Can't stop, cause I'm coming to my spot. So why block? I'm not doing reason. Fry box.
Hello?
Yeah, is Eric there?
This is me.
Eric, how are you? Listen, you're the piano tuning guy, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, the butt nut. Listen, I need you to do me a favor.
Who is this?
This is Frank Rizzo. I got the problem over here.
Who are you?
I'm calling you because I need a little help.
Right, have I ever done pianos for you before?
No, you haven't.
Okay, where'd you get my name from?
We got it out of the booth, but I'll tell you what, I got a problem here. My fucking dog is inside the piano. He must have jumped up there and got wedged down in the fucking wires. And I need you to help me do something. I don't know shit about this tuning. Get him out of there.
I'm sorry, I can't help you right now. Well, I mean, your dog is stuck inside.
Yeah, he jumped inside there. He's scared of me. I'm always beating him and whatnot. I got my wife over here screaming to get the fucking dog from the piano.
Well, I am not on call like a doctor.
I could really use the help there, Eric. He's wedged in there. I don't know how to get him out of there. He's snapping at me.
Where do you live?
He stripped his fucking teeth. He's snapping. He's really in bad shape.
You expect me to take your dog that's snapping and barking and biting to get him out of a piano?
Well,
I don't think.
Hey, he's a little too tough for me there, Eric. Come on, I need your help here, Fruitcake. Please.
What kind of dog is this?
He's a Rottweiler.
And you're no, I'm sorry. You'll have to call somebody else.
Ah, for Christ's sake. I can't count on you people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bye.
Okay.
We're going to play my nigga Metaphor. This is Dr. Metaran. We'll be right back with him.
Yeah, we ready on that Zoom time exclusive. Black mafioso conducive. DMZ, we aiming for the fences. We frontline mobbing in the trenches. My whole team starting no benches. The hate will have you facing consequences. We way up booking them expenses. Black roses from the concrete.
I set the bar shooting with the stars. The 48 laws got me going far. I'm on another level, ducking from the sand. Black grains, I embody, I'm a different man. Broken down like pure coke, my musical drug. I can't understand why they hate the love. Grains in my eyes, but I see the future. Grains on my heart, that's just what I'm used to. Quick stand for you haters, reaching as they fallin'. We standing there watching as we screaming, ballin'. DK by the ocean, ready on the island, versatile, got them bars roasting. Like Puerto Ricans at the cookout, rashing out the food, black fans on the lookout. Higher than the marijuana smoke, medicated lyrically, I swear I got the dope.
Hey, we ready on that Zoom time exclusive. Black mafioso conducive. DMZ, we aiming for the fences. We frontline mobbing in the trenches. My whole team starting no benches. They hate for having facing consequences. We way up booking them expenses. Black roses from the concrete.
Okay, fame, respect, power, rich. I knew it happened like it all was scripted.
I knew it.
They hating on your vision, wanna pinch your pension.
What?
Only thing I pay you hating niggas, no attention. Came from the gutter, they tell me be humble.
Why
when the only one that held me down was mama? I hear they mumble, these niggas won't see my cookies crumble. They wanna help you struggle, reach their legs, I'll make you stumble. I keep grinding like I'm skateboarding. All these unreleased tracks look like I'm straight hoarding. They say your time will come, just wait for it. I'd rather do what Chinese people do and make fortunes. Don't see my left and my right hand. Anything a nigga do should be my fan. I hear screaming from the stands like that my man.
I
fucked the game and left no money on the nightstand. Yeah. Yeah.
We ready on that Tuesday exclusive. Black mafia so conducive. DMZ we aiming for the fences. We frontline mobbing in the trenches. My whole team starting no benches. They hate for having
fake consequences.
We weigh up, smoking them expenses.
We striving for perfection, personified. Yeah. We bout to conglomerate. Killing these rappers like a knife in a homicide. My people rock chains. America's the Amistad. Break the mental slavery bonds that they try to hide. Thoughts explosives like a bomb in Islamabad. I'm going in like I'm kamikaze. I need yeast to make bread, so it's time to rise. Break up the music like crack. Slice it then economize. Catch a glimpse of the black struggle through my mama's eyes. Catch a look of death from the Teflon if the llama cries. Like Anita Baker, they fiending for this mental drug. The block need a wake up. Like early mornings when you read the paper. Clean out the stems and the sticks in the tree. I just need the vapors. And when it's showtime, it's go time. Fast and slow rhyme, we one of the greatest. Verbally the Bulls when they beat the Lakers. Haters.
What's Gucci, y'all? We got ACG in the building. You already 914-803-4322. Greenleaf Network, where it's Greenleaf everything. All right, so we got to bring my G in, Netty, Metaphor. Metaphor was Gucci. Metaphor. There we go.
Hello?
Hold on. What's Gucci? Hold on, that's still nuts, though. Metaphor, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
What up?
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
What's good with you with that fire? I'm digging that.
Yeah, man. You know, that was, you know, me and my folks was working on, man, Black Sand Music Group, you know what I'm saying, Paper Tree Entertainment. You know, that's a label. You know, that's the movement. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do, you know?
All right, so, yeah, I mean, for those who don't know you, in my world of green, let them know, you know, what it is you do, where you from, and how you got into this good old thing called hip-hop.
My name's Metaphor, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And basically, man, how I got into the music thing, man, I've been doing it since I was like 16, 17. And it really started out as just a hobby of hanging out with your homies and, you know, doing what y'all do. Hanging on the corners, you know, doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. And then, you know, we just be vibing, you know, turn the beat on. And we would just rhyme over top of whoever was spitting, whoever song was on. Then we used to, because this was back in the days, like, we used to take, like, you know what I mean, tapes and put the little pieces of paper in the top of them and then rhyme over top of the beat, you know, do stuff like that. And then
right.
It just went from that to, I linked up with one of my homies, and his uncle was a DJ, local DJ, and I freestyled for him in his basement, and, you know, he was very impressed with, you know, what I did, so he just was like, have you ever tried to write anything? And I was like, not really. So he put me on his mixtape. I just freestyled, just straight off the top, and then after that, like, he gave me the idea to start, you know, really writing and, like, kind of taking it seriously, so it just sprung up from there. So I just, you know, that's how I got introduced to it, and plus, like, my mom's like, she used to be real strict about, like, I couldn't listen to certain things in the house, so I used to have to go to my cousin's house, so my cousin really turned me on to hip-hop. My first, You know what I mean? My first tape was EPMD, Strictly Business. You know what I mean? And that just like set me off. Like, yeah, this I wanted to.
Right.
So like,
it's my.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Let me ask you this metaphor. Who gave you the name? Did you give yourself the name, and why that name?
It was a little bit of both. Like, it was something that I kind of came up with myself, but it was like the way that I rhyme. Everybody used to say, like, you say a lot of metaphors in your rhymes, like, you know, so kind of like just went from there. And then because I spell it differently, you know, than the original spelling. I spell it with an F instead of the PH, and I just changed it to the F, METAFOR. You know what I mean? So, this is something
I've been spelling it wrong the whole time.
yeah, it's okay though. It's all good.
So for those who don't know, spell it again. I'm sorry, Metaphor. Spell it right.
METAFOR.
Yeah, I definitely did not have that down.
Okay.
So now when we met, you spit some fire, you know, in front of me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is what I do. So I'm going to ask you now. I want to know, you want to spit some fire right now? What's up?
Yeah, I got something for you. All right.
Well, I'd love to hear. Whenever you're ready, I will be silent, quiet on the set.
All right. Said, cops killing unknown blacks and beating charges. He was in fear for his life. Someone says otherwise, but he gonna beat it because the jury got his brother's eyes. Trick knowledge from a college, swore to keep the oath. To hang with us, wrap this noose around the people's throat. No suspension, drop charges, keeping his pension victim family trying to deal. Some be grieving different, want to take him down, but he protected by the folks. Some got tunnel vision, all they see is like the side of scope. They profile me for my melanin, they selling it $345 a gram. Check the relevance. Deeds of the devilish, cop attorneys eat evidence. Then they beat charges like they trying to teach him better sense. I'm just trying to maintain through this life and the pain. Some things we deal with feel like a knife in your vein.
Nice. Yes, Nesto, you know I'm going to get you before you go. Don't try to hang up. This line, you know I'm going to get you. So, Matt, let me ask you this. What you got coming up? You got any events coming up where you performing, or have you performed, you know, in the last, you know, couple months? What's Gucci with you? I would love to see that live.
Right now, I'm working on, you know, putting an album together. I just got done helping my brother put his album together, my man OG Bobby Blends, my people's from out of Arizona, you know what I mean, from PA to Arizona. And, you know what I mean, I'm working on my solo project right now. And basically, I also am working on a video project as well, a little R&B track that I'm about to be featured on. We're doing a video and everything, so that stuff will be online real soon. And, you know, just trying, you know, keep the movement going, because we had a mixtape that we put out back in 2014, back on Spinrillas.com. DJ Young C hosted it. It's called The Island, Black Sand Music Group, Paper Trail Entertainment. And, you know, we just trying to build, just move from there. And, you know, we got a couple things coming up, and just trying to, you know, keep the name moving. And right now we focus on more on just doing everything online and getting the buzz online before we really, like, focus on shows and, you know, doing that, because, you know, it's important to have that following and to have people know what your song is before you, you know, venture out, try to do a show, because who's going to show up if they don't know your song? Like, you know, so got to get that buzz pretty.
So I often have this, you know, this conversation, you know, as an independent artist, and, you know, the not getting any younger. I say, if you were put in, and I say it to other independents, if you were put into a position, in which case you're doing all this hard work that we do and we promote in there. Listen to what you're saying. Everything you're doing it right. And let's just say in the next 2 years, I won't even go out 5 years. Let's just say in the next 2 years, you find yourself not due to you not working hard at it, but maybe because you're just not getting the recognition that you should be receiving worldwide. And 2 years from now, you look back and you're still in the same place. Does that push you to go harder? Like, damn, this 2 years ago, I still was in the same place. Let me go harder next year. Does that make you say, well, damn, 2 years ago, I'm still here? What the fuck? What mind frame do you have? You know, like how long? We ain't getting no younger. How long we going to go before we get there, son? When you get to that, how long you willing to go, Metaphor, until you get an award or to you, whatever your goal is?
Like, honestly, it's like however long it takes for me to be able to sustain my life, you know, off of what I'm doing, you know, and how, whatever level that is, you know, I'm basically like this. I'm looking for more of a longevity than more just the spotlight. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to take care of my bills, feed my kids off of it. You know what I'm saying? And be able to just concentrate on music. And you know, people think it takes millions of dollars, and it really doesn't. It really just takes, you know, finding the right avenues and you know, making sure that you put your music in the right avenues.
And then, so my next question to you would be this. Your music, you know, kind of reminds me of a lot of, you know, some of the music I create myself. And when I listen to our music versus a lot of the music that's out right now, the music that they want to hear is not what we really making. You know what I mean? We talking about real stuff, facts, the truth, the streets, our struggle, how we going to get it, what's going to happen. We do get it. We talking about that. We mean that. And, you know, that's why it's so aggressive in our music versus, you know, I ain't going to say no names, but versus other rappers who you don't even know what's everywhere.
It just takes tapping into all angles, you know. We got something for every angle. Like, we got something for whatever they want to hear, we got something for, but it's going to have a twist to it. It had that feel to it, but it's still going to have that knowledge to it. It's still going to have that meaning behind it, feeling to it. You know, it's going to have a certain meaning to it. Like, it's like a message, you know, because, like, a lot of music is missing, you know, substance. And that's what we're trying to bring with our music. Not only have it catchy, you know what I mean, because we got to have it catchy so people want to hear, but it's going to have a substance to it at the same time.
Now, I hear you talk about substance. In your opinion, what's a good record that contains substance right now that is hot?
You want a whole album or just like song or like?
No. Just, you can say this, or you don't even have to say whole album. What artists do you feel right now that their music, you know, contains substance right now that's popping?
Kind of hard to really say. I mean, I like the Lox, you know what I mean? They music. I like the album that Styles P did with Talib Kweli. I like that album a lot. And
Styles never disappoint. Shout out to Styles P.
Yeah, that album is crazy. But a lot of music right now is just, it's a lot of club music. You know, it's like, so it's hard to like, cause like, you know, I like to listen to more underground artists. You know what I mean? But I like the that 7 album is near shit. I like that album, and I know it ain't that popular. Also, I like Rick Ross. He got some good music. Meek Mill album. So, you know, it's a few out there that got some substance to what their music is. And he's bringing it back slowly. You know, it's coming back. It's definitely coming back.
I feel like our music is in a world where things is changing, and, you know, they like this 1 minute, next minute they don't, and, you know, if you're not hearing what they want to hear, you know, it's hard to get them to pay attention unless you just have that flair and you just have them bars. And I feel that, you know, you and I, as well as a lot of other artists that's in the underground, we have those tools. And the only thing that we, you know, may be lacking is to be global, you know, a little bit more, like, you know, some of the ones that's on right now. So my question to you is, you know, if you could give advice to other independent artists that are working hard, such as you and I, and, you know, other artists doing this thing, what advice would you give for when they start feeling like, damn, you know, maybe this is not for me. Maybe I need to just work my regular job. Maybe this is never going to work. It's already been 5 years and still nothing. What would you say to them right now for somebody who in the studio ready to put their fucking pen down, like, this is some bullshit. Ow, this is some bullshit.
I mean, how much passion do you have for, like, is your art really in it? You know what I mean? Like, because, for you to go so long and nothing to happen, you have to have a love for it. You know, I do it because I'm good at it, and it comes natural. So it's like, are you forcing it, or is it something that's natural to you? You know what I mean? For people that's forcing it, like, they feel like they have to do this or make a certain song this way. Yeah, you might feel like that. Like, to me, I don't never feel like that, because I feel like it's always now. I can always, whatever beat come on, whatever song, I can always pick the pen up and do what I do. It's never, like, it's effortless almost. And I don't want to say that, because it does take a lot of effort. It takes a lot of thought to put music together and to put the rhyme concept together and make it make sense and on time and everything. So, but it's just that level. You know, you got to look at it like that when you get down to it. Like, is this a real talent for me, or is this something I want to do because I see everybody doing it and they making money? You know?
Now, well, let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on freestyling? How do you feel as far as independent artists? Do you think that, and now there's some artists who can write songs and can freestyle, who spit fire, they can get in ciphers and all that, but they're in there with written rhymes, you know, they can't actually spit those straight off the top. How important do you think this is? Because I know a lot of artists who can get away with not being able to do both, but, you know, me personally, I think that just, you know, ups your stats when you can go back and forth. But how important do you think that really is, you know, to have both when you already spitting bars and got music in
your favor?
I mean,
I think it's real important, because that's how you really start doing it anyway. Like, that's how I started. That's how I started doing music. I wasn't writing rhymes. Like, I was just doing it because, you know, I knew I could rhyme off the top of my head. Nigga throw a beat on, like, we chilling, you know what I mean? We might have a couple beers. You pass me the beer, I'm sipping the beer, and then beat come on, you know, you get a little getting your feeling, and that, you know, the beat take a hold of you, just start coming off the top of your head, and it was always been a part of music, and I mean, of the hip-hop music. So I feel like it's definitely, you know, something that you should be able to do. You know, I don't hold it against people if they can't, you know what I mean, because you still, you know, still a lot of people that write fire, but I still think it's essential to any MC, you know what I mean, to be able to at least freestyle to some degree, you know what I mean, and be able to, you know, come up with rhymes, because that's where it starts off anyway. That's how most rhymes start anyway. You start as a thought in your head, you heard the beat, next thing you know, you got the hook, and now you're like, all right, I'll go write this down. Next thing you write it down, next thing you wrote it. But it started off as a free thought, you know, and that's a level that, you know, every MC should be able to do. If you truly call yourself an MC, or you just rapping, you know, it's the difference. And, you know, I like to do it every once in a while. And, you know, I get around my friends, and you know, they get to try to rhyme with me, and next thing you know, it's just me. It's be funny.
So let me ask you this question. Have you ever been in, have you ever had to battle anybody before? You ever been in a battle before? Anybody call you? Oh, how did that go?
I've been in a few battles, barbershops. You know how the barbershop go. Yeah, the barbershop. That's where it go at. You know, and that's, you know, you get your...
All right,
so
tell me about that.
You get your sword sharpened. That's, you know, you got to be prepared. You know, because you never know what's going to happen. You be in a barbershop. I've always held my own, you know, never had a problem with that. I've battled. I remember we did a show, me and my folks. I was dealing with another label called Hungry Entertainment. And we had did a show at the Remote Lounge. And this was back in like 2001, 2002. So we had did a show at the Remote Lounge. Then after the show, everybody was out front of the, you know, out front of it. And everybody rhyming in a section. And then I ended up battling the bouncer at the door. You know what I mean? It was just crazy how it just happened like that. It was, you know, been in situations like that in front of hotels. You know, just anywhere, you know, and then it just goes from there to, you know, making music. But I think, you know, battling is definitely never going nowhere. That's always going to be here.
All right, so we gotta get ready to get out of here soon. So let me go ahead and play this last song. So tell me about Till the End. I'm about to play that.
Well, it's basically, you know, giving you an insight to, you know, situations that happen in everyday life in the city, and, you know, giving the visual, you know, just a walkthrough and things that I've seen in my city. So, you know, just a little piece.
All right, well, let's take a little peek. We'll be right back, y'all, on Greenleaf Network. We got Metaphor.
the TV saying something about disaster in the world, and made me wonder where I'm going. I woke up this morning, heard the TV saying something about disaster in the world, and made me wonder where I'm going. I woke up this morning, heard the TV saying something about disaster in the world, and made me wonder where I'm going. I woke up this morning, heard the TV.
Yeah, love. 2006, these niggas hated, but I told them I would make it from the bottom. Look, you made this shit possible, baby, I'm back on the shit. My baby looked at me like, damn it, I hate when you back on the shit. Looked at it like this, I got a stack of this. Flip. I'ma take y'all way back, way, way back. For the old school, before the Maybach. And when we came back, I put a Maple Leafs on the J-Tac. I was on court chillin' with my niggas on the corner, fucking with the fillers. Wishing for the hottest Civic Pace, smoking out of staircases at a filler. Dog, I just want a new job. Want my old girl to get a boo job. Want my new girl to get a new job. Yelling Tupac, Tupac, Tupac. Two Glocks strapped down upon my waist. Betty niggas trip around my way. Mini Mac, Fat Boy, and it's in the back of this mini black dance for a backpack. Nigga, matter of fact, rolling blunts with my nigga raps. All we do is go, all we do is go, all we do is go. No, no, ain't shit can stop. I remember life, living check to check to check to check. Fuck a hoes, net to 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 net. Wait, I don't be stressing these hoes. I don't be stressing these hoes. I just pour liquor for niggas, that's it. I do not fuck with you, no. You shit it on me, and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. Wait, niggas hating on me like I ain't paid for it. I ain't slave for it. Wasn't working night and night and day for it. Had to wait for it. Had to spend a couple extra days for it. Bitch, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Couple bitches that go hand in hand. I'm talking hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. Wait, hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. I heard so and so is in your new car. Two friends for my two dogs. See, I love a bitch, I got a few flaws. Show my old bitches to my new bros. I got old bitches, I got new hoes. New flows, cars close, Billy with Ferrari does. I'm Ari Gold and Entourage, some fucking hoes, it's on your squad. Fargo, call me Argentina. Hate to be the reason why your dream bitches never get to see you. Never, ever, 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 ever. Me forever, ever, 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 ever. Hell yeah, niggas jealous of us getting hella, 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 hella cheddar. Got an elevator in my hella, hella. Women love me like I'm on the Ellen show. Hella bars for my fella flow. Niggas hella hard of hearing, blind to them. Gotta hit them with the hella Keller flow. I fucked a lot of bitches. Lord forgive me, Father God, know I did a lot of sinning. Now I'm watching every one of my decisions, cause I know the fact that even though I'm living, nigga, living under holy God conditions, so I'm opposition. Got a mob on the competition, got a squad on the opposition. All them all got me fucking every damn bitch in there like, dog, dog, I got all the bitches. Stop tracking all you weak hoes, stack money, money till it's all addition. Wait, I don't be stressing these hoes. I just pour liquor for niggas, that's it. I do not fuck with you, no. You shit it on me, and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. Wait.
Shout out to Tory Lanez. It's Greenleaf Network. We back in the building. I love that song for so many reasons. I had to stop it because my nigga hit me like, yo. I was like, wait, hold, not a fool. Shut up.
Yeah, I said the wrong file, man. I said the instrumental file.
Oh shit, son. That's all right. Well, we have DJ night every Thursday, so that means you're gonna have to send another one in for Thursday night. But we about to get on out of here. I wanted to just, you know, come back and thank you for, you know, the time that, you know, we spent in the building, for you coming through, you know what I mean, on that humble, you know, I definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. In the world of green, you always welcome, my G. We here every night, 7 days a week at 11 p.m. So, you know, definitely don't be a stranger. I, you know, anybody want to shout out your social media, let them know where to find you.
Yeah, definitely, man. You can find my mixtapes on batpiff.com, HE2548, and Hunger Pains with DJ Smalls. Shout out to DJ Smalls, Fear Factor Music. Shout out to BMG, Black Sand Music Group, my man OG Blends. Listening in from Arizona, you know what I'm saying? All my folks from out there, you know what I mean? Too many people to name. I don't want to miss nobody, you know what I mean? Just everybody that rocked with me from PA to AZ, you know, from NY too. You know, I got a couple folks up that way in Philly, and, you know, just all around, man. Like, just, you know, we gotta keep it moving. So I appreciate the love, too. I appreciate you having me on here, man. This was a good look, you know. Definitely be back. We got more coming. We're definitely going to be back.
Spread the word. That's all I ask. Spread the word in the 717. The Dutch is in the building. October 27th, make sure y'all come out. We will be performing. I'm going to hit that stage. Gastro Pub, we're going to do it again. So shout out to my GD Jesus. We definitely going to do that up. So Metaphor, you already stay up, my G. Let me go back to my boy Nesto, Nasty Nesto. We're going to get out of here. Nesto, before we go, shout out to your social media.
Nah, I'm just going to end it with the freestyle that you want. I was thinking about this the whole entire time because I'm more of a writer than a freestyle.
I know you was. I know how you rock. I know you, Gemini. Go ahead.
NESTO, you rocking with the best. And I'm about to stand up and I'm going to say it with my chest. This freestyling, I get it all wild. And if you want to get it with me, then you better say it now. Ugh. I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to drop. I just going to write my songs until it's pound hot. And it's your boy Nesto, straight from the Buffalo. What's called?
Nesto, you win.
I'm all jittery now.
Make sure you tune in. You gonna have to come back next Friday because I know you probably can't
come. I'm gonna have to work on myself, yo.
Yeah, come on, man.
But the best part about it, I don't feel ashamed. I'm gonna come back. I promise you, I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna come back with some heat.
Julia, bullshit, man. We gonna get on out of here. This is another joy. One of my new ones. This is No Hook.
Direct beat. Yeah. Raw underground instrumentals. The sickest underground beat. Y'all motherfuckers better come raw on this shit.
Just sick with it, I'm so fresher. Got these rap niggas like tomatoes, they playing ketchup, I let you know. We can shake hands and let it settle. A rap to sell around your back like Donatello. Them came from the bottom, now they got a problem. Was trying to avoid me, but now they gotta solve them. Yeah, these niggas pussy and now I got a condom. And I'm fucking up everywhere, and now you got a comma. Bring it back like a boomerang. I spit crack shit and doom stains, and it's dope like it's through your veins.
bitch nigga, stay in your lane. Before I bust that the nigga came, jerk my dick, then I do it again. For so vicious, the toes fidget, aim shots and leave your throat gizzard. I cut the comp with no scissors. I'm full of warlocks and flow wizards. Turn your parade into a snow blizzard.
Impressions don't dig about my guap real petty. With doors I'm gon' open, how about every? I don't really know that y'all about to bust that cherry. They get mad I'm on that boot. I get so petty, haters wanna turn the shine down. The streets won't let me. It's time I leave a legend so you never forget me. I'm a baller spinning cash, white bras giving Becky. And no, I'm not a pimp, these hoes just respect me. My
car 360 in the Lambo.
Check me. Got a problem, pop the wing, hop out with the besties. They acting like they want it, but they won't test me. I can do what I wanna, and they gon' let me. Life of a brat, disappoint me as a wild.